This second hearing is a chance for the defense to call witnesses who were not previously available. Chief among them, Army Private Jeremy Morlock of Wasilla, Alaska. Earlier this year, he pleaded guilty and was sentenced to 24 years in prison for the murders of three unarmed Afghan civilians while deployed in 2010. His testimony has become crucial to the prosecution's case. On the stand, Morlock detailed how Gibbs, a square-jawed sergeant from Montana, came up with the kill team scenarios and used fingers he'd cut off victims to intimidate another soldier. Morlock also testified that most of the soldiers in his platoon were aware of the alleged murders. On cross-examination, defense attorney Philip Stackhouse worked to undercut Morlock's credibility. He got Morlock to admit to extensive hashish and prescription drug use while deployed. For a brief time, Boise soldier Andrew Holmes sat in the courtroom along with his mother. Holmes is currently awaiting trial for his alleged involvement in one of the murders. Sergeant Gibbs' trial was delayed to allow for this second evidentiary hearing. Army prosecutors have charged a total of six soldiers in connection with the so-called kill team scenarios. I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.